This is Unit 4 of Pimsleur's Norwegian 1. Listen to this conversation.
Unnskyld, du norsk?
Ja, jeg norsk. Og du?
Jeg amerikansk.
Men du forstår norsk?
Ja, litt. Jeg forstår ikke så mye.
Jo, jeg synes du snakker meget bra.
Takk.
Notice that Norwegians sometimes say
jo
for yes instead of
ja.
They do this especially to contradict a negative statement or question. Listen again to this conversation.
Unnskyld, du norsk?
Ja, jeg norsk. Og du?
Jeg amerikansk.
Men du forstår norsk?
Ja, litt. Jeg forstår ikke så mye.
Jo, jeg synes du snakker meget bra.
Takk.
Do you remember how to greet someone in Norwegian?
God dag. God dag.
And how do you say goodbye?
Ha det bra. Ha det bra.
Say again, hello.
God dag.
And how do you ask someone how he is?
Hvordan har du det? Hvordan har du det?
Answer, just fine, thanks.
Bare bra, takk.
I'm fine, thanks.
Jeg har det bra, takk. Jeg har det bra, takk.
Now say, not well.
Ikke bra.
Ask again, how are you?
Hvordan har du det?
Now say, I'm not well.
Jeg har det ikke bra. Jeg har det ikke bra.
Ask again how he is.
Hvordan har du det?
Tell her again that you are not well.
Jeg har det ikke bra.
I don't understand Norwegian.
Jeg forstår ikke norsk.
Here's how to say yes when you want to contradict someone. Listen and repeat.
Jo. Jo.
Contradict him. Yes, I think you understand very well.
Jo, jeg synes du forstår meget bra. Meget bra. Jeg synes. Jo, jeg synes du forstår meget bra.
How does she ask, are you American?
Du amerikansk? Du amerikansk?
Answer, yes.
Ja.
Ask the woman if she is American.
Du amerikansk? Du amerikansk?
Say, you are not American.
Du ikke amerikansk.
Say, I am.
Jeg
Tell the person that you're American.
Jeg amerikansk. Jeg amerikansk.
Ask me if I am American.
Du amerikansk? Du amerikansk?
How would I answer, I am American?
Jeg amerikansk. Ja, jeg amerikansk.
Now say, I am not American.
Jeg ikke amerikansk. Jeg ikke amerikansk.
Say, you are not Norwegian.
Du ikke norsk.
Ask the young woman if she is Norwegian.
Du norsk? Du norsk?
Ask her if she understands English.
Forstår du engelsk?
Answer, no.
Nei.
How does she tell you she doesn't understand English?
Jeg forstår ikke engelsk.
Now try to say, I don't understand so much.
Jeg forstår ikke så mye. Jeg forstår ikke så mye.
How do you say, you understand?
Du forstår.
Here's how to say, you speak. Listen and repeat.
Du snakker. Snakker. Du snakker.
Say again, you understand.
Du forstår. Du forstår.
Now say, you speak.
Du snakker. Du snakker bra. Du snakker bra.
Try to say, I speak.
Jeg snakker. Snakker. Jeg snakker.
Try to say, I speak a little.
Jeg snakker litt.
But.
Men.
Say, I don't understand.
Jeg forstår ikke.
Try to say, but I don't speak.
Men jeg snakker ikke.
I don't speak well.
Jeg snakker ikke bra. Jeg snakker ikke bra.
Contradict him. Yes.
Jo. Jo.
Say, I think you speak very well.
Jeg synes du snakker meget bra. Jeg synes du snakker meget bra.
Ask, don't you understand English?
Forstår du ikke engelsk?
Contradict him, yes.
Jo.
I understand a little.
Jeg forstår litt.
And I speak a little.
Og jeg snakker litt. Og jeg snakker litt.
Not so much.
Ikke så mye.
I understand a little English.
Jeg forstår litt engelsk.
I don't speak well.
Jeg snakker ikke bra. Jeg snakker ikke bra.
I understand Norwegian.
Jeg forstår norsk.
Now say, I'm not Norwegian.
Jeg ikke norsk. Jeg ikke norsk.
Ask, and you?
Og du?
Are you American?
Du amerikansk?
Say yes.
Ja.
Let's learn to ask for directions. We'll start by asking the way to
Storting
Street. Just listen, don't repeat.
Unnskyld, hvor Stortingsgata? Storting
means parliament in Norwegian. Practice saying it.
Storting. Ting. Ting. Stor. Storting.
Say
Storting. Storting.
And now, the street. Listen and repeat.
Gata. Gata. Gata.
Say the street.
Gata.
Again say the street.
Gata.
And now repeat the word for Parliament Street.
Stortingsgata. Stortingsgata. Stortingsgata.
Did you notice the S between
Storting
and
Gata?
Many combined words are linked by an S in Norwegian. Say again, Parliament Street.
Stortingsgata. Stortingsgata.
Here is the word for the road in Norwegian. Listen and repeat.
Veien. 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 Veien.
Say the road.
Veien.
Here's the name of a well-known road in Oslo.
Drammen.
Practice this name.
Drammen. Drammen. Drammen.
Now try to say Drammen Road.
Drammensveien.
Did you remember the S sound in the middle? Say again, Drammen Road.
Drammensveien. Drammensveien.
Now, here's how to ask, where is such and such? First, the word where.
Hvor. Hvor. Hvor.
Can you guess the word for is?
Er. Er.
Now you try to ask, where is?
Hvor er? Hvor er?
And now try to ask, where is the street?
Hvor gata? Hvor gata?
Ask, where is Parliament Street?
Hvor Stortingsgata? Hvor Stortingsgata?
Say, Drammen Road.
Drammensveien.
Now ask where this road is.
Hvor Drammensveien? Hvor Drammensveien? Unnskyld, hvor Drammensveien?
Well, the answer is, it's here. Practice the word here.
Her. Her. Her.
Do you remember the word for it? Try to say, it is.
Det er. Det er. Det er.
Say, here.
Her.
And now try to say, it's here.
Det her. Det her.
Ask where Drammen Road is.
Hvor Drammensveien? Drammensveien. Hvor Drammensveien?
Now ask where Parliament Street is.
Hvor Stortingsgata? Hvor Stortingsgata? Unnskyld. Hvor Stortingsgata?
Answer, it's here.
Det her. Det her.
And now try to ask, is it here?
Det her? Det her?
Reply, yes, it's here.
Ja, det her.
And again ask, is it here?
Det her?
And now try to say, no, it's not here.
Nei, det ikke her. Nei, det ikke her.
Say again, it's not here.
Det ikke her.
Here's how to say, it's over there. First, over there.
Der borte. 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 Der. Der. Der borte.
Say, it's over there.
Det der borte. Det der borte.
It's here.
Det her.
Say, it's not over there.
Det ikke der borte.
Ask again, is it here?
Det her? Det her?
Say, yes, it's here.
Ja, det her.
Say, Drammen Road is here.
Drammensveien her. Drammensveien her.
Ask where Parliament Street is.
Hvor Stortingsgata? Unnskyld, hvor Stortingsgata?
Is it here?
Det her?
No.
Nei.
Answer, it's not here.
Det ikke her. Det ikke her.
Say, it's over there.
Det der borte.
Now let's try a Norwegian conversation. The young woman will say things to which you are to respond. When there is a problem about what to answer, I'll help you. Let's begin.
God dag.
God dag.
Hvordan har du det?
Bare bra, takk. Og du? Bare bra, takk. Og du?
Bare bra. Du amerikansk?
Ja, jeg amerikansk.
Jeg norsk. Forstår du norsk?
Litt, ikke så mye. Jeg forstår litt norsk, ikke så mye.
Now she'll ask you some directions. I'll tell you what to respond.
Unnskyld, hvor Stortingsgata?
Tell her it's here.
Det her.
Og Drammensveien?
Tell her it's over there.
Det der borte.
Tell her that Parliament Street is not over there.
Stortingsgata ikke der borte. Stortingsgata ikke der borte.
Tell her Drammen Road is over there.
Drammensveien der borte. Drammensveien der borte.
Tell her, but Parliament Street is here.
Men Stortingsgata her. men Stortingsgata her.
How does she thank you?
Takk.
Now say goodbye to her.
Ha det bra.
Ha det bra.
The reading practice for Norwegian 1 follows. If you're doing the readings now, take your reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 4. Look at word 1. It represents a letter that we don't have in English. Listen and repeat.
Å. Å.
Look at word 2, which is an exception. It's a word you know, and even though it's spelled differently, it has the same sound as word 1. Try it.
Å. Å.
That's right, the G at the end is silent. Read word 2 again.
Å.
Now read word 3.
Nå.
4.
All.
5.
Går.
Now look at word 6. Listen and repeat.
Fått. Fått.
Notice how this vowel sounds when it is followed by a double consonant. Read word 6 again.
Fått.
Look at 7. It's a word you know. Read it.
Forstår.
Notice that the RS combination sounds like RSH in English. Read 7 again.
Forstår.
Read word 8. It's a word you know.
Norsk.
Read 9.
Sett.
Look at number 10. It contains a letter that we don't have in English. Listen and repeat.
Søt. Søt.
Try word 11.
Bøt. Bøt.
Look at number 12. Here's how this letter sounds when it is followed by a double consonant. Listen and repeat.
Bøtte. Bøtte.
Read word 12 again.
Bøtte.
Read 13.
Søster. Søster.
Now read 14.
Eneste.
15.
Senere. Senere.
This is the end of Unit 4.